What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
To our show here, and just let me tamp that down a little bit. Okay, so we're talking about the economic news, and by the way, this is hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, Vietnam just put 50 of their bankers on trial for graft and mismanagement. Following along in the patterns of Iceland, which threw their crooked bankers in jail. Places like Iran, which will actually execute criminal bankers, fraudulent bankers. Why are we not seeing that here in the United States? Why here in the United States do we have a system where every time a banker commits a major fraud, the American people are forced to cough up the money to cover the losses? That's not a system that is going to discourage or deter future fraud. If anything, it's going to encourage it. Yeah, let's run a scam. If it blows up, they'll just make the American people pay for it all here. Now, in June of last year, President Putin banned Jacob Rothschild and his New World Order banking cartel family from entering Russian territory under any circumstances whatsoever. And now, just over 1 year later, Putin has declared Russia is totally independent from the Rothschild New World Order banking cartel, which is why Russia has gone from being a friend and partner to the top of the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list. Because any time a country tries to break free from this scam of private central banking, the other nations still enslaved to private central banks will attack them. That's what happened leading up to World War II. At the end of World War I, the Treaty of Versailles imposed a private central bank on Germany. When the Nazis came to power, they shut that bank down. And they set up a new state bank and a value-based currency. And Germany's economy lit up like a Christmas tree. It was called the German Miracle. Actually got Hitler's face on the cover of Time magazine as their man of the year for the amazing economic miracle he'd pulled off. And everybody's saying, how did they do it? We need that here. And there was the crux of the problem. Because nations that are enslaved to private central banks cannot compete with nations with a free, honest economy. And that's when the machinations began to start a new war to destroy Germany. Same thing down in Libya. Libya threw out their private central bank. They started a state central bank and a value-based currency, the gold dinar. And all of a sudden, oh my goodness, Gaddafi's this, Gaddafi's that. Color revolution, go on down, kill him. Shut down the state bank, impose a new private central bank on the people of Libya. The goal for the gold dinar, nobody knows where that went. Private central banking is not about banking. It's about enslaving the human race. Because the very best slaves that one can find are people who do not realize they're slaves, who do not see their slave chains for what they are. And your slave chain is the interest that is being charged on the currency you use to conduct your business with. Meanwhile, China has invited five more nations to join the BRICS system. Guinea, Mexico, Thailand, and Tajikistan. And the fifth state is Egypt. And they've all been invited to come together and start looking at joining the BRICS and pivoting away from the doomed U.S. dollar-centric Western banking system. Now, this is an article which I think really illustrates the whole point that we do not have a working economy right now. This is over in the Miami Herald, and it's basically a character study, if you will, of a lady named Betsy Winkler, and it talks about how she will go around to, like, the bakery store and stock up on the expired, the breads and pastries that are past their sell-by date. They're getting stale. They're getting hard. And then she goes on over to all these other things and the food bank, and she hits the grocery store dumpster. to get the fruits and vegetables that have been thrown on out. Why is she doing all of this? Because it's the only way she can afford the medical long-term care for her husband. And by the way, supermarkets have started to do something I think is a little bit scummy. And that is when the surplus food is thrown into the dumpsters, they'll pour a bottle of bleach all over it. So if you want to eat, you come into the store and you buy the food. I don't have money to buy the food. Well, that's not our problem. Another indication, the American people have lost their sense of humanity. Now, apparently, with precautions around Calais proving to be more effective, thousands of migrants are now trying to reach Great Britain from the Spanish port of Bilbao. And apparently, police have stopped 1,700 stowaways at the port this year, five times more than last year. And, of course, for everyone they stop, who knows how many are actually getting through. It's not like it's a long trip. They just have to stay hidden for a little while, and they can get off on the other side. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, here's an interesting little story, and you probably saw a blurb about it here and there. Apparently, over in the town of Rimini, on the Adriatic coast of Italy, very, very beautiful place, there was a tourist attacked and raped, gang raped, in front of her boyfriend. The boyfriend was beaten up and knocked unconscious, and the woman was raped repeatedly by these four men. Now, interestingly enough, in all the reports I saw about this, there was no mention about the perpetrators or where they were from. Only in one newspaper, the Italian newspaper ANSA, was it pointed out the girls' attackers were dark-skinned and thought to be migrants. Now, Angela Merkel is out there campaigning for her re-election as Chancellor of Germany, and she's still out there supporting her open border policy, saying she would do it all over again. And if she's going to keep pushing that agenda on the German people who have just had migrants and the problems they bring up to here, then she'd better be investing in huge numbers of Diebold electronic voting machines and hiring Hillary's vote rigging consultants, because that's the only way she's ever going to be chancellor again. She's getting booed off the stage. She can't even do a speech. She'll show up and everybody's just booing her and telling her to get lost. Don't we all miss the world where our leaders were supposed to represent we the people rather than some shadowy figure in the background with a lot of money and dreams of global greatness? Okay, now over at the Conservative Tribune, they've got a story where not content to wait for Donald Trump's border wall, basically Yuma, Arizona built their own. They built a long wall along their side of the border with Mexico, and they've already noticed that illegal crossings dropped 94% through their part of the state. Obviously, they can go around the wall and go into some other parts of the state. But it does work. The wall does work. So does enforcing the law. And that really is what it comes on down to. If you enforce those Title VIII laws, you will solve the problem. These migrants, these illegal immigrants, these refugees are being incentivized to come here, because if they come here, they're going to get all kinds of free stuff. In fact, there was another article we saw earlier today accusing the food stamp system of a bias in that it's easier for illegal immigrants, undocumented immigrants, to get food stamps than for many U.S. citizens. I'm sure those New World Order people go to bed at night dreaming that they're making a better planet. They're delusional, just like the Scientologists. You look at what the Scientologists are actually doing, and they justify it to themselves in this religious belief that no matter what horrible, terrible things they're doing now, in the long run, it's going to make a much better world for us all. It's like the people on Wall Street who will defraud their clients and cheat and lie and all the rest of it, because they have this religious belief from Adam Smith that if everybody is greedy for themselves, somehow the system as a whole is improving and moving forward. It's the true believer mindset, and it's gotten this nation into trouble so many times before. Now, let's get on back to this whole situation at Bunkerville. Eric Parker and Scott Drexler are free and back home in Idaho. The family's putting up pictures on their Facebook page. The jury found them not guilty on most charges last Tuesday and hung on others, 4 for Parker, 2 for Drexler. But apparently on those hung verdicts, 11 jurors wanted to vote not guilty. There was one single juror that kept holding out. Now, Ricky Loveline and Stephen Stewart were found not guilty on all 10 charges. They have been immediately released. Now, acting U.S. Attorney Stephen Meyer in Las Vegas is the lead prosecutor in the Bunkerville standoff case, and he has told U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro he intends to retry Parker and Drexler for a third time on September 25th. What a hideous waste of taxpayer money. How about you go after some real criminals instead of being the hatchet man for what was basically an attempted land snatch? All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. Yeah, I just read that North Korea fired a missile over Japan. What do you think? This means war, or cooler heads are going to prevail?
Well, I hope cooler heads will prevail. North Korea is just trying to test that their missiles are going to work. Now, when they fired 3 of them at once a few days ago, apparently one of those exploded on launch. So they got problems to work out on those things. But these are test firings. They're not attacks on anybody. And it's not like North Korea is the only country test firing missiles. The United States test fires missiles all the time. On the next island over that away, they have the Pacific Missile Test Range. They're launching things from there all the time. But for North Korea, it's a big deal. Oh, they're being provocative. How dare they prepare to fight back when we want to take their country from them?
Well, if the United States needs an excuse, I think this is it.
It's not really an excuse. It doesn't make any sense to go on in and say that North Korea does not have a right to defend themselves against a threatening nation, which is what the United States has been. But you're right, they'll try and have the corporate media spin it that way, but I don't think they're getting any traction. I don't think anybody's really afraid of North Korea as much as they are of their own government.
Okay, Mike, thank you. Good evening.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. But, you know, the U.S. government is so desperate for a war, so desperate to push this war agenda forward, they'll grab anything that can happen. And I made a spoof of it earlier, but I'm waiting for somebody to come on out and say that Russia somehow caused Hurricane Harvey. Now, getting back over to the Dakota Access Pipeline case, the lawyer for the defendants is requesting a change of venue because there has been this intense public relations campaign in the community, which inevitably has biased any potential juror against the defendants. And that is a justification for a change of venue. Now, let's see. There we are. Oh, they're back to talking about a government shutdown if I don't get the wall. Give him his wall. Give him the wall. But have American companies build it. This is a really sick statistic here. There's a mental health watchdog group, Citizens Commission on Human Rights, and they're pointing out now that our prescription medicine industrial complex is now so out of control. Here in the United States of America, there are over 1 million children under the age of 6 on prescription psychiatric medication. Half the kids are between 4 and 5 years old. Some of them are as young as a year old. They're giving babies these prescription psychiatric medications. These kids' myelin sheaths haven't even finished forming yet. Apparently, something like 4 million kids aged 6 to 12 are on some form of psychiatric medication. It's really out of control. And we know that these medications are not a blessing. They're not a benefit. They are, in many cases, quite harmful, and certainly in many cases, highly addictive. Let's get them hooked young. Well, you know, why bother with that? Let's just shoot them up with heroin or meth. Turn them into addicts. Useful members of society that way. And part of the problem, and this is over at Blacklisted News, apparently 68,000 doctors have been bribed, for lack of a better word, by Big Pharma to the total of $47 million to describe dangerous painkiller drugs. Everyone was talking about the opioid crisis in this country. And we're not talking about the heroin dealers on the corner, the street corner. We're talking about prescription opiates. And remember, there was these heads of this pharmaceutical company literally got caught and were prosecuted for incentivizing doctors to try and hook patients on these opiates, which are addictive. So there was this study out of the Boston Medical Center's Grayek Center for Addiction Medicine, was published in the American Journal of Public Health, and basically revealed that one out of every 12 American doctors has received at least one payment from an opioid pharmaceutical company to push their addictive products. It's getting harder and harder to tell the difference between these pharmaceutical corporations and the guy down on the street corner. Now, everybody is hopping on to Hurricane Harvey for their political agenda, and most notably the global warming people. See, we told you global warming would lead to big storms. No, it doesn't work that way. A temperature differential leads to big storms. And you can get a big storm as easily by upper atmosphere cooling as by a warming ground. And the proof of that is out there in the outer solar system, where you have the gas giant planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and they have huge storms, some of them the size of our entire planet, at temperatures hundreds of degrees below zero. But the global warmers are out there saying, see, the world has never been hotter. Well, that is not true, because yet another research project has confirmed that Earth was in fact much warmer during the medieval warming period. And Al Gore and his people want you to forget about that. They want you to forget about the Roman warming period and how not only did humankind survive, life was actually better because food was more abundant. It was that additional warmth and additional availability of food that allowed the Romans to turn their attention to building cities, discovering concrete. It was that warming and the abundance of food that allowed the Renaissance, that allowed work on science and art and architecture. These were golden ages for the human race when the earth was warmer. Early on, when that whole ClimateGate thing was coming on out, they actually caught some of these so-called climate researchers going in to Wikipedia and editing the articles on the Roman and medieval warming period to shave down how much warmer they were and to rewrite it to make it look like it wasn't any kind of a big deal. But a warmer world is actually better for humans, for ordinary people. If there's an abundance of food growing everywhere, then you're not forced to be dependent on supermarkets. We're going to take a break here for some commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, and we're going to talk a little bit about computers. And unfortunately, one of the victims at the British National Health Service, Lanarkshire, was hit with WannaCrypt. And apparently they did not really take that lesson to heart because they have been infected and shut down by malware yet again. And as a reminder, we're dealing here with ransomware or any malware that attacks a hospital, places human lives at risk, and yet the continuing attitude we're seeing from NSA, FBI, CIA, law enforcement in general is, it's not a big deal. It's only when they attack our computers that we're going to really get upset here. But it is amazingly out of control. And as far as the anti-malware software companies, they're losing the fight. They're losing the fight. Now, apparently there is a new viral app called Saraha. And apparently it secretly steals your entire contact list. Supposedly this is one of the hottest iPhone and Android apps over the last couple of weeks, and basically it's a device to send anonymous messages between Sarahai users back and forth. But in the process, it's uploading your phone contacts to the company's servers for no reason whatsoever, other than to find out who you're talking to, which suggests to me this is an intelligence operation. This malware was put out by CIA, NSA, somebody of that ilk, in order to build up networks of who's talking to who. It's called traffic analysis. And it's a way of gleaning intelligence data about people without having to actually listen to the calls or read the messages, which I'm sure they're capable of doing anyway. But that's the only reason to be grabbing everybody's contact list, is to try and build a map of who is talking to who. Now, here is the fly in the ointment. How many telemarketer calls do you get? How many wrong numbers do you get? So, I don't want anybody to know who my contacts are. It's none of their business. But that's the only explanation I can figure. It's a spy operation to just build this gigantic global map of who is talking to who. Now, back before 9/11, there was this big stink about these Israeli companies that were building telephone infrastructure for the United States in the United States government. And one of the companies basically did billing for all of the phone companies in the United States, which sounds innocuous, except that that also gave them the ability to build a map of who was talking to who on the American phone system. This sounds like the next generation up, because it's on the cell phones here. But, you know, I've got people in my contact list that I haven't communicated with in years, if not decades. There are people on my contacts list who have passed away, and I just haven't had the heart to delete them. So once again, it's a flawed approach. I'm sure somebody's getting a lot of money to do this, and they'll be out there saying, absolutely, this is guaranteed to work. We'll stop those terrorists. And it's another government boondoggle. Now, we've been talking about how YouTube is pulling the plug on monetization of videos based on their political content. It was never an issue for me because YouTube has never allowed my videos, Claire's videos, to be monetized. But apparently they have pulled the plug on Ron Paul, the former U.S. congressman, former presidential candidate, has had YouTube yank his monetization. Because apparently YouTube has decided that Ron Paul's Liberty Report videos are not suitable for all advertisers. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm looking on Fox News at all this devastation down there in Texas. And I do empathize with these people. And again, when I was a kid living in New Hampshire, I got to see a flood up close and personal. Didn't hit our home. We were okay, but other sections of the town we lived in were hit by it. So it's not just the damage to the house and the car. It's the psychic shock that something as permanent as the building you live in or the school you go to or the store you do business with, in fact, the whole town, can just all of a sudden be erased. So, again, my sympathies to those people. All right, back onto the computer news. By the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, if you want to call on in. So we're talking about how YouTube all of a sudden decided Ron Paul's Liberty Report was not appropriate for YouTube's advertisers, and they yanked the monetization off of that. And YouTube, I think, is getting too big for their britches on this issue. And I do think that we are seeing this full court press by the corporate-owned social media to impose the government's agenda on us all. by altering the search engine results, by simply demonetizing people that they don't agree with. Apparently, Joy Villa has been given 48 hours to remove his Make America Great Again song for, quote, violating YouTube standards, end quote. Apparently, Making America Great Again is considered offensive. Of course, that was the response we were getting when Trump first came on out with that. Oh, how racist, how nationalist, how Nazi. You know, this is the age of the rise of the globalism. Now, we had a caller who called in a little while ago regarding the Stormfront website being shut down, their domain name provider, or their ISP, or somebody just said, we don't want to have you on here. And it is the right of any store business to refuse service to anybody that they want, unless, of course, you're a baker who makes wedding cakes and you refuse to make one for a gay couple, at which point you'll be sued out of existence. But apparently Germany has now closed the Indie Media website, and they were able to get around Germany's existing laws on freedom of speech by declaring Indie Media an association rather than a news outlet. And so they were able to circumvent the constitutional protection of free expression, which appears to be banned by Merkel's right-wing regime. Now, remember, Germany has already passed a law saying that if there is an attack by a refugee migrant on the German people, the regular media cannot identify the perpetrator. And maybe that's the reason why that horrible gang rape in Italy was reported to the world media the way it was, where the perpetrators were not named or described. In fact, it's not even clear they've even been arrested. Only that one newspaper in Italy indicated that they were migrants. Now, I had somebody who wrote into me after my talk about constantly getting credit card solicitations in the mail, saying that they're the same thing. And they're on a fixed income. They're getting by, but they absolutely do not want to have a credit card because they don't know for a fact they can pay it off. Which a lot of people are in that. And all of a sudden, I had this flash. Remember back in 2007 when the big thing was the subprime mortgage? We're going to give mortgages to people we're not 100% certain can pay them back, but it doesn't really matter because we're going to bundle them all together, and it's going to be an investment instrument that will make money. And if there's a few defaults inside there, you're still going to be into profits. The mortgage-backed security. And we saw what that led to, the crash of 2008. And now we're seeing that same kind of thing where they're bundling home security contracts, amazingly enough. The subprime car loan, and those are being bundled. And there's these subprime student loans, many of them are. Those are being bundled. And all of a sudden, I'm starting to wonder. They're offering credit cards to just about anybody. Are they playing the same game? Has there been a breaking of the securitization chain where the companies that are getting people to sign those credit agreements aren't responsible for them being paid off? They're simply forwarded along to a bundler, and these credit card accounts are now being sold as a financial instrument. And have they not really learned anything from their past mistakes? Well, no, because every time one of these things blows up, who gets to pay for it? You and me and the rest of ordinary American people, because that's how life is under fascism. When the big corporations lose money, the people are forced to cover those losses here. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Robin in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All righty, very good. Sometimes you get that when you switch over, it gets that pause. So when I talk or anybody talks, it misses that gap there.
Yes.
You know, they know what they're doing. It's not a lesson that they haven't learned. They know what they're doing. They're taking the money off the table and then letting everyone else eat the consequences later. It's not a matter of, do they know what they're doing? Will they learn their lesson? No, their lesson is, we do this, we get wealthy, everyone else suffers. That's the moral.
As long as the government goes along with that, it's going to continue. And you need to understand, when this nation started to get into economic trouble, the President Bush needed to send a message. Herbert Walker Bush needed to send a message to foreign investors. Your money will be safe here, because if you make money, you get to take it home. If you lose money, we will make the American taxpayer cover the losses, so you can't lose your money here. And the first demonstration of that, of course, was the savings and loan collapse, where the American taxpayer covered all the losses to save those widows and children, and actually they were saving corporate accounts, and some of them were being used as money laundering, money doubling devices by the CIA. And that was the demonstration to the rest of the world. Yes, we're running a fascist economic investment here. You can put your money here, and it'll be perfectly safe. If you make a profit, you get to keep it. But you can't lose any money, because the American people will cover those losses. And yes, it's intentional.
Right. This isn't why I called in, but it does tie into this. And I don't know if I heard it. If you were talking about it or somebody else, I listen to so many programs or broadcasts every day that this stuff gets, you know, whoever was talking about it. But this also ties into why they ended up upping the ante of going after people's guns and whatnot, is because these foreign investors didn't think their money was safe here, because the American people had the right to bear arms. And with the right to bear arms, the more the government taxed us, if they figured it out, you know, then these foreign investors are like, oh, wait a minute, they'll just stand up against the government, and we lost our money. So that's when they started going up against these militias and going up against creating these new gun laws and going after the Second Amendment, because these foreign investors all around the world, we set a bad example for the rest of the world. We have free speech and we have a Second Amendment, which we're a bad influence for the rest of the world. And they didn't like that, and that's why they didn't think their money was safe here. Okay. And you know what? I heard it on, they were talking about it on the Common Sense Show yesterday. FreedomsPhoenix.com is the guy that was talking about it. But anyway, Joy Villa is a she, and that's the woman, the pop singer who showed up the Grammys. Remember, she made the big splash when she wore the Make America Great Again dress?
Yes, now I remember. All
shaming her, and it turned out that the guy that designed it for her was a gay, her gay designer who was Asian or Filipino or something of the sort. And Joy Villa, she's mixed race, and she's a patriot. She loves, you know, America. And she's one of those few people in Hollywood and, you know, all that, you know, was actually getting out, you know, from the crowd, because everyone else was, because, you know, anyone that's in Hollywood or the pop music industry, they have to hide. They say, oh, we love America and so on, they get blacklisted. You know, like right now, Antonio Sabato Jr., he's running for, was he running for Senate? And he can't get an acting job ever again, because he's running for Senate. He's speaking about how America is great and, you know, be a patriot and, you know.
Yeah, and it's such a shock here, because, I mean, you know, when I was a kid growing up in New Hampshire, and of course, you know, when you're growing up in that part of the country and you have the ancestry I had on my mother's side of the family, the American Revolution is actually family history. It's local history. It's right there in front of you. And we were encouraged by the media, by the schools, by our families to be proud in our nation, to be proud in America, to be proud of the flag, that being a patriot was a good thing. And all of a sudden, we're in this age here where all of a sudden they're trying to shame anybody who wants to put their own nation, you know, for as the highest priority. No, you can't do that. You have to think, you know, globalism. And we're seeing these people who are standing up and wanting to say, "I want to make America great again." They're being attacked, and more, it's coming from these voices who have been allowed in through these open borders, who understand that if nationalism does have a resurgence here in the United States, that we're going to close those borders and we're going to start throwing these people out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, there's a whole list of things to talk about, but our time is short. I want to direct your listeners. I don't know how many listeners just tune in and hear your show. But Republic Broadcasting Network has a lot of good hosts and broadcasting hosts, including yourself, on this network. And I would like to point to them on Sunday nights. There's a dude called Robert Raybould, He does a great show, 10 p.m. Central. I believe he's got a four-hour show. And then there's Ralph Winthrop, Sunday evenings. He talks a lot about Constitution, contracts, you know, the different loopholes, which I thought of him when you're like, well, I own my car. It's paid off. While Ralph Winthrop and others will tell you, you do not own that car. Yes, you bought it. You purchased it. You had it on your credit. You might have paid it off. But technically, you do not own it. You know, the sadness of it is like if you paid off your house, you do not own your house. Try not paying your property taxes. See how long you own it. You know what I mean?
I see that point, yes.
Good. Yeah, see, that's good with Ralph Winthrop. So maybe some people don't have access to the Internet or whatnot, but I also remind people that they can get to the archives even through the phone lines from what I heard. So if they want to investigate that and check it out, they'd be well-informed.
Okay, well, thank you for that. But, you know, at least let me put it this way. My Honda is paid off. That's one less party that can come on in and grab it. And I hesitate to say nobody would have a reason for taking it, but then I was saying that right up to the day some joyriders stole it and broke that.
Yeah, your previous caller had a good point. Now, this how many tens of thousands of cars got lost in this Houston deal? You know, so that's going to be a thrust in the – they're going to get rid of some inventory for that. So unfortunately, people are going to have to look out. A lot of those cars are going to be hitting the sales papers, and you might be picking up lemons that were flooded. So everyone's going to be aware of that in the future. There's one pertinent question I had to ask you, Mike. You mentioned the Red Cross earlier. Now, is the Red Cross still – is it I don't know. We know the Red Cross. Okay, we want to believe in the Red Cross, but are they still a good organization to donate to? Are they doing the good work that they're saying they would be doing in their mission statement?
Unfortunately, the Red Cross has in fact been hit by numerous scandals throughout the years of misappropriation of the money. But at this particular point, apparently they do have supplies they're sending on in. Frankly, if you are of a mood to help out the people in Houston, I would go down and actually look for some charities that are operating out of the local churches in Houston and various places like that. Because the reality is, in this day and age, there are a lot of charities where most of the money that you donate winds up not actually helping the people who need it. It's used up in administrative fees and so forth and so on. Claire and I, we're involved here on Oahu, and we basically give directly to the programs that are actually helping the community. So I would definitely go with something small and local in Houston at this particular point, again, because of all the negative scandals that have come on out about the Red Cross through the years.
Right. I was particularly interested in the Red Cross because we know that, like, when we donate to these charities, like 10 cents out of every dollar, if that, goes to actually helping the cause that they said they're going to help. And what you just brought up going locally, that's what Vincent Pinelli tells you on RBN. He has a morning show here Monday through Friday. And he says he looks for local communities. If he can give directly to people, he'll do that over anything else. But giving these organizations, you don't know what they're doing with their money. Most of the money, too often, it's going to the people that are, you know, the president and vice president and the bookkeeper, and everything else is getting lost in the mix. And, you know, the percentage of money that's actually going to the cause is just, it's minuscule. So if you can find, and people should take your advice, find something local, you know, vet them out, and go that route, and it'll help a lot more people than going through these organizations. But let's hope Red Cross is doing what they, you know, we hope they're doing. So,
well, right, at least in terms of what was in their warehouses on the East Coast, it is on the way, and we have to give them credit where credit is due on that situation. We're going to switch over here to Don in Iowa. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Don, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Don. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, he stole my thunder. I was going to tell you about Joy Villa being a woman.
Okay, well, yeah, I blew that one definitely. But once he described her at the Grammys, I remember who she is.
Yeah, she had that famous gown. But I could make a comment about these drugs. You know, this thing about these little kids taking drugs. I mean, that's That's totally out of line. You know, I mean, that, those kids will never.
It's child abuse. It's child abuse. These kids may grow up with serious mental problems because of this chemical assault on them, all in the name of a fast buck.
They're ruined. And that's one thing I like about Trump. They say he never takes a pill. He won't take an aspirin. So that, despite all his faults, at least he's a that alone makes him a pretty good guy, I think.
Well, I don't know. That almost sounds like George Washington. I cannot tell a lie here. I mean, I don't think he wants to be.
He doesn't drink. He doesn't take any drugs, and he doesn't take aspirin. He doesn't smoke pot. He doesn't do anything like that.
All right. Well, Don, we're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at Nature'sYouth.com. Nature'sYouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. And yes, they're starting to pound on this North Korea threat. How dare they fire a missile over Japan? Well, again, go look at a map. kind of hard for them to fire a missile in any direction that's going to have a long range that isn't going to fly over Japan. And every nation that puts anything in orbit is technically launching that over other people's territory. But yeah, this is the latest reason to try and fan up a war against North Korea. Pretty amazing. Now, over the last, couple of decades, especially since 2008, a lot of very strange deaths involved in the financial sector. A lot of people who seem to be at the height of their success, and all of a sudden they're falling off of parking garages. And apparently we've had another one today. Apparently this 40-year-old lady, Lindsay Jacoby, jumped around 10:30 a.m. from the fourth floor roof at 12 Henderson Place, which was her luxury Upper East Side home. She was married, and apparently Jacoby and her husband purchased this home in 2014 for $3.6 million, so they're doing okay. She had worked in the past at J.P. Morgan and Citigroup, as well as her own company. Now, here's where it gets a little bizarre. 7 months ago, there was the wife of a wealthy investment banking CEO, Margaret Fagenson, who jumped to her death from a 14th floor terrace, literally across the street from the building where Lindsay Jacoby jumped or was pushed today. So, kind of interesting stuff out there. Apparently, over in Great Britain, there was this tourist place, Beachy Head, and all of a sudden there was this weird chemical mist that blew in from the ocean, and it started burning people's eyes, and they had difficulty breathing, and they had to basically go to the hospital. Some of them were vomiting. And a total of 233 people required treatment following the mystery haze at Beachy Head. It sounds suspiciously like somebody had an accident out at sea with a chemical weapon. Like some form, like CS tear gas will do that. Now, we've talked in the past before about peanut anaphylaxis possibly being caused by the use of peanut oil as a vaccine adjuvant. Well, there's a little bit of good news coming out of Australia, because apparently they've discovered or developed a probiotic treatment that is able to erase peanut allergy in 70% of children. Doesn't work on them all, but it works on 70%. And when you look at how many hundreds of Americans die each year from peanut reactions, this is a good thing. All right, there's the music. I got to get on out of here and do the Jim Goddard show up in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, please share what you learn here with everybody you can. Stay tuned for John Stadtmiller's program. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.